A bill to make it easier to court-martial and administratively punish Indiana National Guard troops is just one step away from becoming law. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports the bill hits the governor's desk after passing the Senate Thursday, despite weeks of intense debate over due process rights.
Most of the controversy centers on a provision taking away troops' right to request a court-martial when faced with administrative punishments for lower-level offenses. Opponents say that would violate service members' due process rights. Republican Senator Roderick Bray says this change ensures discipline is handled efficiently on things like showing up late to post.
There is still some due process. It just doesn't look like a court-martial. So I'm not sure that's the best way to use the resources is to have a lot of court-martials on those small things.
Supporters also argue rights are protected because the bill prohibits confinement as an option for these administrative punishments. Destiny Wells is a veteran and lawyer who testified in opposition to the bill. She said she saw many disciplinary actions in her 20 years of service.
I have seen them at their best and I have seen them at their worst. And I think that we always have to prepare ourselves for the worst because we owe that to soldiers and service members. And the worst is that you have a commander who abuses the process.
Confinement aside, Wells and others argue punishments like extra duties and reduction in pay can still be severe enough to necessitate the right to request a court-martial. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.
The governor can now sign the bill, veto it, or let it become law without his signature.